This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, and I feel like it has been forever and ever and ever. Mark Goldman, how are you? Welcome to Cannabis Talk.
I am doing great, thank you. Happy to be back.
Nice to have you. Nice to have you. Okay, lots of stories. Lots of stories. You've done your work. Mark always brings us stories from around the country, around the world, because he is the managing partner at Goldman McCormick PR and talk show commentator. And by the way, his agency was founded in 2010, former members of the media. And so, Mark, let's get this going.
Okay.
You have some fabulous stories, but where do we, which one do you want to begin with? Because there's so many.
What number do you like the best?
Let's start with my own home state of Massachusetts.
All right. Well, Massachusetts, Frankie, marijuana sales passed $7 billion with a B, they marked prices hit a record low. So since Massachusetts first opened its adult-use cannabis market, licensed retailers have sold more than $7 billion in legal medical and recreational marijuana, according to the numbers from the state CCC, which is the Cannabis Control Commission. The price per gram of legal marijuana, meanwhile, continues to fall to record lows, which I think is a good thing, personally. Anyway, the sales milestone, roughly $7.5 billion, includes $5.81 billion in recreational purchases since adult-use sales began in late 2018, as well as $1.24 billion worth of medical marijuana receipts over the same period of time. Very, very interesting stuff. The CCC sales data for the medical marijuana extends back only to December 2018, when the commission assumed oversight of the system. $7 billion is a lot.
A lot. An awful lot. And,
I'm kind of curious to know, with all of these states making so much money with the taxes and everything else with marijuana, whether it be recreational or medical or whatever else, I wonder if the states have actually, you know, utilized these taxes, just like back in the day. You know,
I don't know.
A lottery, you know, well, lottery is going to pay for taxes and pay for this, that, and the other, but nobody's ever seen anything from that. So I'm just kind of curious.
It's so funny you said that, because that's exactly, I was just going to mention the lottery, because they did a story this morning on one of the morning shows, and the lottery really hasn't done what it was supposed to do. And they're only getting fraction, and gambling is at its all time high. More people are spending money on gambling than anything else, more than movies and theater and online services. I mean, it surpasses everything.
Well, you know what? I got to be honest with you. I actually like to gamble. I'm not a degenerate, but I do like to gamble. And it's much more entertaining than going to a movie or going to dinner in a movie or whatever else.
A lot of people feel that way. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you're not alone. Everybody loves to gamble. I mean, most people love to gamble. It's become a pastime. But
right. I think if you're responsible with it, everything and anything in life, whether it be whether it be gambling, whether it be eating or drinking, I think you're good.
So let's go back to I know this is going to be your favorite story of all the stories you pulled from me. Number five, you love. I guarantee you that if you could get on a plane right now and fly to Nevada.
Yes.
You would be right there at the first legal marijuana consumption lounge.
And you know what? Actually, I went to Amsterdam a few times in my life, and they've had a lot of these, and they're so much fun. So, Frankie, Nevada's first legal marijuana consumption lounge has officially opened its doors. And one of the top.
I thought, you know what I thought you said? I thought you said Nirvana instead of Nevada.
very close to that New York accent, you know? So yeah, Nevada, yeah. AKA Las Vegas area, has opened its first legal marijuana consumption lounge. And one of the top lawmakers actually kicked everything off at 4:20 p.m. by smoking a big joint.
Wow.
Patrons lit up just recently, Frankie, at this new place. It's called Thrive Cannabis Marketplace. And it's in Las Vegas where, you know, where also they were serving marijuana products and non-alcoholic THC-infused beverages. Regulators approved an initial batch of consumption lounges licenses last June. We actually spoke about this, if you recall.
Yes, absolutely.
Right, which came after regulators gave approval for 40 prospective hospitality businesses. Thrive was one of the three businesses to receive that approval last year. So, yeah, you know, I think I would love to go to Thrive. It sounds extremely interesting and fun.
Oh, it sounds it. It sounds it. Also, story number six. This is a great story. 3 in 5 Americans want Congress to pass marijuana banking reform. Explain to us a little bit about this story, please.
You know what? This is extremely interesting. I happen to agree with you in a big way. Yeah. So a new poll from the American Bankers Association, also known as the ABA, shows that roughly 3 out of 5 Americans support allowing marijuana industry access to the banking system, a finding that comes amid a renewed push for reform among congressional leaders. The BA released a survey that found 63% of Americans back cannabis banking, business banking access compared to just 17% who opposed it. Americans have made it clear that Congress should resolve the ongoing conflict between state and federal law on cannabis banking issues by passing legislation that will enhance public safety, tax collection, and transparency, according to the ABA president, Robert Nicholas, in a recent press release. You know what? I agree with it. Marijuana's big business and a huge, huge business. I mean, look at Massachusetts, $7 billion in sales. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
They should definitely be able to utilize business and banks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
No brainer.
On that note, lawmakers could ban intoxicating hemp products, including Delta 9 and more. Story number 8. Tell us about this one.
It's another fascinating story.
The paradox of this one. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so number 8. Lawmakers could ban intoxicating hemp products, like you said, including Delta 9 and more, which would be horrible. Anyway, 21 attorney generals have sent a letter to Congress urging a crackdown on intoxicating hemp products in the reauthorization of the Farm Bill. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton didn't sign onto the letter. Thank you, Ken. But it could still have a large impact on the Lone Star State. Pardon me. The Farm Bill is reauthorized and amended every 5 years. It was language in the 2018 Farm Bill that opened the floodgates to offerings such as Delta 8-THC becoming commercially available. Now, these attorney generals, Frankie, want that language changed rather drastically. The 2018 Farm Bill extended last November, now set to expire in September as lawmakers work on a new version of this bill. So, you know, it's really, really kind of interesting. The letter was signed by officials in Indiana, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Georgia, Hawaii, Iowa, Kansas, Maryland, Minnesota, Missouri, North Carolina, North Dakota, Oregon, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, Tennessee, Virginia, Washington State, and also Washington, D.C. So, you know, really, really interesting, and, we'll see what happens here.
So the paradox of this whole, this is the part that really irks me, because the number one story that we have for today that you brought is, it's a dichotomy. What the heck is going on?
Outrageous. Yeah. Outrageous, absolutely.
So tell everybody what the number one story that you were bringing us today about the House GOP committees urging opposition to marijuana banking bill.
Yeah, you know, I'm a little surprised you went with this because, you know, I always go too political. But anyway, a Republican House Advisory Committee is formally opposing marijuana banking legislation, and a separate bill to remove past cannabis use is a disqualifying factor for federal employment and security. While broadly criticizing substance as a gateway drug that causes violence, depression, and suicide. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. How does marijuana, Frankie, tell me, how does marijuana How is that a gateway drug to anything other than potato chips?
Oh, my God, Mark, I don't. You know,
this drives me crazy.
It drives you crazy. It drives me crazy. And because you could become addicted to anything. You could become addicted to gambling. You could become addicted to alcohol. You could become addicted to food. We are an addicted society, in my opinion, and we have got to get it. We really are. And so to say that this could be addicting is so stupid, and that's where the pea brain mentality, and I'm sorry, but the judgment on this is absolutely insane. It's just,
you know,
so
I
crazy.
Agree with you. This is old school thinking. This is thinking from 30 years ago, 50 years
oh
ago.
Oh my God, is it ever. All right, we have to take a quick break. When we come back, we will continue. Mark Goldman, give us the website, please. Goldman McCormick, go ahead.
Absolutely. Gold.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. Joining me today is good friend Mark Goldman, managing partner at Goldman McCormick PR and talk show commentator. And we're talking about the paradoxes of how the GOP is urging opposition to the banking bill, saying it's a gateway drug causing violence, depression, and suicide. Hello, it could be the answer to the opioid crisis. CBD could be the answer to the opioid crisis. CBD could be the answer for anxiety. CBD could be the answer for depression.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
It's outrageous. It's outrageous.
You know what? This has helped so many people, as we've spoken about so many times in the past, whether it be CBD, whether it be marijuana, whether it be hemp-derived sort of products. This is absolutely ridiculous. I can't believe we're even discussing this. I don't think marijuana leads to suicide or violence or depression or anything. It leads to a bunch of happy people, being in a good
position.
But
more importantly, Mark, it also leads to people getting solutions. It also leads to people finding some relief. Whether it be through CBD or through cannabis, it also shows how hemp can be used as a fabric that can last forever and ever and ever. I have hemp towels that are so old, and every washing they get better and better. It's like
how old are they?
Bada bing, bada bang, and bada boom.
It's kind of interesting too. In this article, they talk about How cannabis is a dangerous substance linked to mental health disorders such as schizophrenia.
It's not true.
But you know
not
what?
Not true.
Everybody I know with mental health disorders, this has really helped. So.
That's right. Absolutely.
I just don't get it.
I don't get it either. And it actually might be the answer for people that are suffering from alcoholism, severe alcoholism, by the way. FYI. Among other things. Absolutely. Absolutely. So that is just, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Hey,
The only thing that's ever affected me is I gained weight. That's about it.
Well, that is a problem. But you can now take an injectable. Wait. You can now use an injectable pen. We don't even know what those side effects are going to be, but that's okay to use.
Right.
Yeah, Big Pharma is saying, you go ahead and use them. Use them! Go ahead and use them all. And we don't even know what 5, 10, 15 years, what that's going to do to your body, your immune system, your microbiome, any of that. We have not a clue. But go ahead and lose that weight. And
right.
Go ahead and do that.
Do you think number 7 would be a good follow-up to this story?
I think so. Yes, I do, actually.
All right. Well, CBD is shown to ease anxiety without the risks that come with THC, allegedly, to this article. Cannabis products high in non-intoxicating compound CBD can quell anxiety better than THC-dominant products and without the potential side effects, according to a new CU Boulder research. The study of 300 people, Frankie, published in the Journal of Cannabis and CBD Research, is the first trial to examine how legal commercially available cannabis impacts anxiety symptoms. The study comes out of 1 in 5 U.S. adults suffer from anxiety disorder, making it the most common mental illness in the country, and prescriptions for anti-anxiety medications are still on the rise. Shocker, right?
So here we have, this is the dichotomy I'm talking about.
Yes.
Here we have two sides to the story, and everyone can create their own side to the story, but I guarantee you that when it comes to alcohol, It's a totally different flavor. And by the way, you don't die from the withdrawal of cannabis. No one has ever died from the withdrawal of cannabis. You can't die from overdosing on cannabis. You just can't. But let me make it really clear.
Yes.
You absolutely can die from alcohol poisoning. You absolutely can die from going through the DTs if you don't get alcohol in your body, if you're an alcoholic and you need to have a drink. Your body going through withdrawal needs to have alcohol or drugs to help you get through that withdrawal. So the lack of education, the lack of understanding the whole picture is what drives me crazy. And that's really the sad piece of this story. It really is. It's a sad, sad, sad part of the society that we're living in. And as Americans, I think it's important that we really be honest about what this is. The entire cannabis industry can be a lifesaver financially,
absolutely,
emotionally, physically,
totally,
in every way, shape, and form. It really can be for anyone to look at this plant and not understand the depth of it, the breadth of it, the width of it. It's stupid. It's stupidness, absolute stupidness. And by the way, Europeans, Israelis, people in Spain have been using this plant forever. And making products, making homes from it. Hempcrete is stronger and more durable than concrete. Better for the environment. It helps with soil. You know, the plant is so hardy. And it's just, the whole thing is just stupidness. Silly, silly stupidness. It really is.
I agree.
Yeah. Did we have one more story real quick?
Let's go to New Mexico, all right?
Yes, New Mexico, real quick.
All right, New Mexico officially celebrates their marijuana milestone as sales crossed 1 billion mark since the recreational market landed. Again, they've had over 1 billion in total sales since the launch of the state's official use of the cannabis market. February sales totaled included more than 35 million in adult use purchases, the second highest monthly amount on record. According to the figures from the New Mexico Regulation and Licensing Department, Cannabis Control Division. Wow, that's a new, big, long business card, huh? The state's medical marijuana market, meanwhile, recorded over 12 million in sales. They have a lot going on over there. And again, they've reached over $1 billion in sales. And good for them. You know what? Another state that's it's working
yep
for.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark Goldman. Give us the website.
Absolutely. It's goldmanmccormick.com, and it's been a real pleasure being on with you again.
Well, it is our pleasure, Mark Goldman. Our pleasure, as always. It's always fun to have Mark Goldman. And, Mark, do you think it'll ever be legalized in your lifetime?
I hope so.
Oh, gosh. All right. To be continued. We'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely completely natural and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order or to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, or visit us at oreganol.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and that was so much fun with Mark. And this is Cannabis Talk, HSE, an Educational Odyssey with Dave and Mary Carter. And I was so excited. I couldn't wait to tell you guys my little story. So I was on my West Coast trip to the Natural Products Expo, and the night before I left, I took some of the gummies that I use that you guys have, it's like this fabulous formula that dissolves so quickly. I've never had a gummy dissolve like that in my mouth, but it dissolves really fast. And I put a bunch of them in a little bag, not to compromise my other supplements and to just keep them as fresh as possible. And I hid them, and I can't remember for the life of me where I hid them. So I take off from my trip. And the first night, one would think I was exhausted. I was up at 3 in the morning to be on a flight for 5 o'clock flight or 5:30 flight in the morning. But I was not exhausted. I got to California and did the trade show. It was a very full day, did the evening event. I mean, it was a long, long day. And I got back to the room and I couldn't find my little gummies. And I was like, oh, I really was so wound up. I needed to sleep. And I couldn't find them anywhere. So the next day at the show, I went, and I never did find them, by the way. I don't know where the heck they ever disappeared to, but I never found them. The next day at the show, I collected. This is interesting, guys, because, you know, I think we've talked about, Mary and Dave, that when I first started going to doing my cannabis show, there were like 300 to 500 different CBD vendors at the trade shows. They had to actually make them a day before the real show because there were so many booths and so many people. This year, guys, there were maybe 3, if that.
Wow.
In the entire thousands and thousands of booths. I heard 100,000 people showed up. Thousands and thousands and thousands of booths, new products, old products, you name it. And I didn't find, I could only find three manufacturers there of CBD. So I took some samples of theirs because I was taking a red eye back on Friday night. So I needed something to help me sleep. And anyway, I have to be honest with you. I took one of the products, which is very famous, and I'm not going to say their name. But this is why Carolina Hemp Hut is so important to this conversation, because the quality and the integrity behind the products. I had a very, very, very bad experience with one of the products, and it left me with nightmares and not a very good quality sleep. I was up most of the night anyway, and it was just horrible. It was just a horrible experience. From a very reputable and famous company. And I don't know what happened with the batch that I got, but boy, it was a bad batch. It was a really bad batch. And then I had this other company that was certified, and they said they were a great company, and I took 6 of theirs on the plane. 6. And I needless to say, I never slept a wink on the red eye. Never slept a wink. So I have to ask you both, how did you find a product that works? And why did your product, when I come home, I only need one, why does yours work? And so tell us what goes behind that, Mary and Dave, please.
Well, I'm going to mention that I'm kind of the guinea pig, and I like it when Mary gets new products in. We get samples. We get production concept gummies from different manufacturers from time to time, and I get to try them. And we have a staff of people who gets to try them also. But I'm looking for therapeutic access. You know, like better sleep, less pain, no headaches, that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
So if it works for me, I have a journal where I journal it, and I test it again. I test it again because sometimes circumstances change. For example, maybe I had a bigger meal. Maybe there were more lipids, more fats. Maybe I didn't have whatever it was. You know, I just look for variables. And once I journal these things, I realize, hey, this one works really well. That's how we discovered the CBD, CBG gummies that we have worked so well for helping people with focus that we offered it to other people and said, tell us what you experience. Same thing with the sleep gummies. Tell us what you experience. We don't tell them what they are. We tell them, take it in the afternoon. Let us know what happens. And then they'll say things like, oh, gosh, I felt so tired. It was great. I slept all night. And when we learn these things from these test batches, then we know we have a winner or a loser as far as what we can offer.
Right. Mary, this is such an important conversation because sleep deprivation is a big problem as you deal with people every day. You know at Carolina Hemp Hut that this is a big problem. For many people, put your head down and you go to sleep. And it shouldn't be drama. It shouldn't be tossing and turning. Explain to us why this is so critical for us as Americans to function.
Well, sleep is when your body repairs itself. And you need a certain amount of sleep as well, at least 7 hours of sleep per night so that the brain goes through this cleansing process when you sleep. And it's the only time it'll do it. But I suspect with so much EMF going around, blue light that we're exposing ourselves to, whether it's your cell phone or your tablet or your laptop, as you get older, your production of melatonin lowers. And there's, of course, stress and other factors that are involved in lower quality of sleep. We find that sleep is a really big one at our stores where people come in and they say, I just can't sleep. It's either the gerbil in the wheel who won't stop running or I wake up and I can't fall back asleep.
It's so frustrating for me, when I tried these gummies on the plane that, you know, I'm like, okay. What's going on? Why am I not sleeping? Why? What's going on with this? And to not be able to sleep thinking, gosh, this product is supposed to let me sleep. And everyone is snoring around me and sleeping on this red eye. And I'm at the window not being able to sleep. I mean, it was so frustrating and agonizing. It was like, oh, my gosh, when is this flight going to be over? It was just horrible, and I couldn't move because the guy next to me was so in a deep sleep, and he was, like, sprawled all over. He had the longest legs. I felt bad for the guy. He was in the middle seat. And the other guy in the end seat, it was a very full flight, and I couldn't get out if I wanted to. I mean, I just could not. I was like pinned in that seat, and that's a horrible feeling. You can't get out. It's claustrophobic, and the sleep products didn't work.
That would be extremely frustrating to me.
Yeah, it was. It was. But this is why getting quality products with integrity is so critical, and that's why your products are amazing. And I have to say, when I got back the next day, I didn't need to take anything to get to sleep, but I did take one because I needed it to just get my body back, and it worked. And I found that I had less jet lag this trip than I've ever had, so I thought that was interesting as well. But good for you guys with your CBD. And the work that you're doing in educating us and the integrity that you go to find products that work, because that's what this is all about. And we just did a story about CBD and Americans wanting to use CBD. They really do want to use it. They want to try CBD. And Mary, we've talked about this in the past. It really is the answer for so many things in life right now.
Well, because it's so effective at addressing so many health concerns, because it puts your body into balance. And we're starting to actually see more and more people going back to CBD. And for a while, it was all CBD. It was the only thing that you can get for most states. And then the THC products came on.
We have to go ready for a break, but when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation with Mary and Dave Lopez, Carolina Hemp Hut, and give out all the information, Mary, as we go to break, please.
CarolinaHempHut.com, 855 hemp oil and Frankie 10 for 10% discount.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned. This is Cannabis Talk H2Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor, right? And use your insurance. Well, what would you do if you had a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem? Just like you would if you had a broken bone. And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons to call the Detox and Treatment Helpline. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-262-4690. That number again, 800-262-4690. Call today, 800-262-4690.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer and Mary and Dave Carter from Carolina Hemp are with us. And there was a study of 300 people, and we just talked about it briefly in the other segment I just did, and it was published in the Journal of Cannabis and Cannabinoid Research, and it's the first randomized trial to examine how legal, commercially available cannabis impacts anxiety symptoms. And the study comes in as 1 in 5 adults suffer from anxiety disorder, making it the most common mental illness in the country. And the prescriptions for those anxiety problems are pharmaceuticals, but yet we are now seeing that CBD can be very much helping in the anxiety and the tension that we are feeling and giving us some relief, Mary. And Dave.
I would agree with that. And from an anecdotal point of view, we have seen where people have taken CBD drops, CBD gummies, especially the gummies, because that's accessible and people like that. Not so many people like the drops. But they will take those things just on a whim and go, oh my gosh, I felt great. And from the viewpoint of what is benign, the CBD has already been proven time and time again. I mean, they're using it in pharmaceutics with Epidiolex, and they've done many studies showing the efficacy of CBD and the various compounds from the hemp cannabis plants. But these products, people just discover they work. And when they discover that they work, then they can use those instead of SSRIs or NSRIs or other pharmaceutical products that are less benign. And if you think about it, doctors perhaps should consider going in the direction of what's the most benign first that may be effective, and then taking the next step as necessary with an SSRI. But it seems that a lot of them are quick on the prescription pad to write the scripts for Zoloft or whatever it is that people are typically recommended if they have bouts of anxiety. But for the most part, we've seen, and this is anecdotal, we've seen customers visit us with anxiety issues and then come back thanking us for the products that they've purchased, because all they needed was that natural boost to help their anxiety go away naturally, to have more discomfort abated, you know, just push away the discomfort and just feel better, sleep better, behave better, enjoy your day more.
And Mary, as you are working with customers, anxiety is not going away, is it? I mean, we're just an anxious country in every sense.
Everybody has anxiety. Everybody has stress at some point, if not daily. And since CBD is one of those wonderful botanicals that specifically can address that, it's just amazing that to me that I'm glad to see more and more people now gravitating towards natural products, because there's also functional mushrooms that are doing this as well as CBD. They're called nootropics.
Yes. And the nootropics are really, I think this is going to be the next frontier. This is going to be the next big movement that we see, and I don't think it should be included in the cannabis movement. I think it is, it deserves to have its own movement. I don't know. What do you guys think? We've talked about this, but I really do think it should be having its own day in the sun.
That would be great when you consider that everybody stigmatizes things that come from cannabis. Immediately you say, oh, this is cannabis. Oh, you're going to get high with that? That's the first thought.
Right.
And CBD provides no high, zero high, CBG, zero high. There are a lot of cannabinoids that don't produce a high, but they do provide benefits to the body in some way. And a lot of people really don't learn these things because, like I said, people hear about the high and that's what they concentrate on. So that's why across the industry, as you mentioned earlier in the conversation, the CBD sales across the industry have dropped significantly because people think that the high is a better solution. When in fact, if they just gave the CBD a solid chance and not a small dose, solid chance where they take a single gummy and they say, well, that didn't work for me. Let me get high now. Actually build up, find out what works for you, find out how it helps you, investigate it a little bit more, and you may discover that you can go through day after day feeling great without a high that may slow you down or may couch lock you in some way.
I just think that with all of the, I forget where I was the other day, but I was like shocked because I saw something with CBD. It was just this, you know, one of the little convenience stores. And I saw, you know, on the counter and I looked at the ingredients and there was nothing in it. That the label said it was CBD, but there was no CBD in the ingredients. It was hemp oil. And it's the kind of hemp oil that I would use in my cooking. And I want people to become aware that, and I got good quality hemp products, CBD products at the show, at my trade show. It's trial and error, but what works for me, and I'm a tough cookie, but what works for me, will probably work for you. And that's why I was so excited when I keep telling Mary and Dave that one CBD gummy for sleep from them works for me, and I'm out, and that's it. I think that you need to play and understand and have trial and error and give it a chance. And I agree with you, Dave. You have to give it a chance. Mm-hmm. You have to really allow it to work. And if it doesn't work, then the next night try a different product or try a few more of them or whatever. But until you get the success,
absolutely.
Or if you don't get the success, get your money back.
For sure, we recommend a 3-night regimen minimum.
That sounds good. Hey, we're almost out of time. I can't believe it. It always goes so fast with you guys. Dave and Mary Carter from Carolina Hemp Hut. And Mary, give out all the good information.
CarolinaHempHut.com, 855-HEMP-OIL, and Frankie10 for a 10% discount.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.